obstacle. The friendly faces around the block. Break loose from the chains that are causing you pain. Call Michael and Sammy, Jim Dwight Green.
Sing along. You don't remember your own song?
Dunder Mifflin, the people, persons, paper, people. Dunder Mifflin, the people, persons, paper, people.
That's just beautiful is what that is.
Hey, 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 hey. Dunder Mifflin, the people, persons, paper, people.
That is Craig Robinson. That's not, people are hearing this and going, who is that, Lord? No, that's Craig Robinson.
Lord.
That's who they thought that was. Craig Robinson, who you know from so many different, from movies, from television. He's written a book. We'll talk about that. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, for getting the word out, for bringing me home to Chicago. Well, you got to bring me here, but you know.
We sent a plane for you.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome for
that. Yeah, one of those Cox remote-controlled ones. Right. But, yes. You know, what are you gonna
United
do?
Airlines Cox remote-control plane.
Do you know how nervous Kevin, our producer, is because you're here today? He doesn't usually get nervous with any other guests, but he knows every Office episode inside out.
I did not know that.
He's very, it's true, sir.
I did not know that. Yes. He's very, very kind.
Yes.
And he said, when I met him, he's a big fan. I said, hey. Thank you, Kev.
Yep.
He is a pretty big fan. Pretty big guy. Hey, Kev.
Hey, hey.
That was Kev, everybody.
Yep. Yeah.
He's not Mike. I don't know if you heard him, but he said, hey, hey.
He said, hey, hey. Yeah. Talk about your growing up years here in Chicago, because I love this story. I just found out your mom was a high school teacher, and your own teacher. You were in your mom's class.
I was in my mom's class 4 years running. She taught choir at Whitney Young High School, the Dolphins. And
I should show him.
Listen to Wendy. Listen to this.
Yes.
How about
something?
That?
Yes.
My claim to fame.
I was trying. Do it again, please.
Whitney it gets worse
High
as I go along.
Pays Wendy to come out in
I
at halftime.
Do that.
This is what
does.
We would do if like the team was down.
Yeah.
Let's say basketball game down 1 point.
Yeah.
Okay. 5 seconds left. Ball's going out of bounds. It would get super quiet. Then one person would go. I can't do it like you, but. And then all of a sudden, everybody's going, and we lost every time. But the thing is, that never happened. We didn't do that. But one more time for the roll.
All right, hang on. I got
it. Because you kind of got to laugh it out,
it's
right?
It's beautiful, isn't it?
No, it's. I don't know what I do. I'm just very talented.
Wow!
Isn't that something?
You're getting better.
This is great radio, guys.
Isn't this great?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Brookfield Zoo has
Thank
just
you,
called.
Yeah.
They'd like us to
in.
Go out.
They
so your this. Mother was your teacher for choir. Did you get special treatment?
No, I mean, I was president of the choir, and she did drive me to school back.
Oh,
and
that's
forth.
Nothing.
But until I started driving, then I started driving back. But no, there was no. There might have been a little special treatment, but no, not much.
Yeah.
I did get all A's. But you know, other than that, I did a lot of work for that choir. You know.
Yeah.
I enjoy choir.
Did your family try to push you toward show business or steer you away from
show
business?
Oh, steer away.
Yeah.
Oh, but now they'll tell you, you know, they were on board the whole time. But No. My dad was like, because I was like, I want to go into comedy. And I was in college. And it was the first thing I was serious about. And I knew I was going into that. And I was like going down to Zanies. And if you go to Zanies, it's 1,000 pictures of comedians. And I was like, you know, you can make a living as a comic. And. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I always took my father's word as law. This was the first time I realized that he didn't know what he was talking about all the time, because he was like, there's only so many comedians to make. Now, he might have meant, you know, make it. But I was just talking about doing comedy.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I see 1,000 pictures that say different. So it was the first step towards my independence.
And, I mean, I have one kid who wants to be a musician, one who wants to be a director of movies. And I say, follow your dream. The money will come, but you got to love what you do.
Loving what you do is
the key. That's the most important.
If you love what you do, then it's all about the journey. It's all about, you know, doing it and figuring it out. If you love anything enough, eventually it will give up its secrets to you.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Did the Secret, the sequel.
Yes. It's
by Craig Robinson.
The sequel.
Did you being on TV every week change your family at all? Like, at some point it must have hit them. That's our son. He's on TV all the time. He's in movies. What did that do to them?
If I go home right now,
yeah,
I will have to take the garbage out.
Is that right? Good.
So no. I mean, they're cool. They're proud. Like, my mother would be, she'd be like, the girl at the grocery store loves you. I'm like, how did the girl... at the cashier at the grocery store know Well, I was checking out. I asked, did she watch The Office? Like, Mom, you can't just, what do you, no. But yes, they're very proud.
Can I tell you a story about 7 or 8 years ago? You were
I'd rather not. Look, can we, no, I do that because you make me feel comfortable. Okay, go ahead. Let's hear it.
You were playing music with a band, and I was working at another radio station, and the band came up, and we had the names of the guys on a sheet, but we didn't have any background, just your names. And you walked in, and I said to everybody, do you know who that is? That's Craig. He's Daryl in The Office. Craig Robinson is Daryl in The Office. And they all went, he doesn't even look like the guy in The Office. Nobody believed
they didn't believe.
No. But and then once we got on air, I brought it up right away, and they're all like, oh, my God, it's real. He really is the guy in The Office.
Jeez Louise. Yeah, man.
How could he not look like the guy on The Office when he is the guy
you
on
are
The
that
Office?
Guy.
Well, there might have been some weight differential, so they could have.
Maybe. I don't know. Because the case is
slimming down.
I can talk about it now because I am slimming down. But go ahead.
You are.
You look good.
Yeah, what are you doing to slim down?
You know what? I haven't been drinking alcohol. It's January 10th. I haven't had alcohol since January 10th. And I've been in a gym for, this is like week 11, just like doing cardio and sit-ups.
How do you feel? You feel good?
I feel amazing. A lot of energy and, you know, not so sluggish getting up out of bed. And I think I'm going to do... alcohol. I don't know how long, but I know at least 6 months because that's how long it takes your liver to regenerate itself. So,
what, you got this all figured out?
Not all figured out, but you know, I'm definitely in the zone. And that's one thing I learned. I was like, you know, only you can put yourself in the zone,
right?
And only you can take yourself out of the zone. And I always make excuses for getting out. Like last time I dropped a bunch of weight, the holidays came. I was like, oh, the holidays got me. But it's like, Craig, that was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So here I am. And it's nice to be back working
out. Did something happen that made you decide, I got to do something?
Well, plenty of times. There were plenty of wake-up calls. But this particular time was just, I was shooting a movie in Eureka, California, which is up north. And I said, you know what? This movie, it's 2.5 weeks. The movie's called An Evening with Beverly Luff Lynn. I played the title character. Mm-hmm. And so I said, let me just detox, you know? Mm-hmm. Let me just not drink for, you know, a few weeks. And then I turned to, well, hey, as long as you got this going, let's get in some
extend
shake.
It. Good.
Yeah.
It does
feel nice, yeah.
What was your drink of choice?
Vodka cranberry and then some shots of Patron.
Oh.
You're mixing the liquor.
And you know what's crazy? I go on the road and do comedy, so there's a waitress assigned to me. So now it's all, some sparkling water, please. But,
With a lime or a lemon?
However you bring it. Surprise me.
Craig Robinson is here. He looks just like the guy Daryl on The Office. You'd be amazed if you were sitting next to him. You'd think it was him. He's
not at that one studio.
No, not at any other place in town. But here, yes. Jake the Fake Keeps It Real is the name of the book. We'll talk about that next. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
We've got Craig Robinson in the studio, and I can tell that you have more energy because you're pacing around the studio waiting for Bill to finish that commercial. You're getting better. I don't really know.
It's just a real slowed down version.
Right.
We'll tape it and we'll speed it up.
Yes.
Whitney
yes.
Young Dolphins.
Can we talk about this book?
Yes,
this
please.
Is exciting news.
Absolutely.
Craig has written a book along with two other guys whose names are on there. I'm assuming they helped you write it.
Well, it's very much a collaboration. And, Adam Mansbach is the head writer, if you will. He did most of the heavy lifting. He was the one pulling stories and stuff out of me. He's a bestseller on the New York Times. And then Keith Knight did the illustrations. So, yeah, it was a blessing. It was awesome to work with these guys and put this project forward. It's called Jake the Fake Keeps It Real. It's about a kid faking his way into a music and performing arts academy. And the way he does that is he plays one song really well on the piano. He's played it 1,000 times. He played it and got into the academy, and now he's afraid of being found out and being found out of being a fraud. But it follows him through his first semester there, and he's got some quirky, crazy characters, that, including a teacher named Mr. Allen, who kind of shows him how to live in the moment through his assignments. And then I won't give the ending away, but Jake realizes something awesome about himself. So there you go.
Is Bro Diddley featured in this book at
Bro
all?
Bro Diddley. There's a lot of that's Jake's sister's boyfriend. He always, you know, adds bro to everything. Yeah. So, you know, Bro Diddley, Broski, Brilanthropist, you know, all
it
of that kind
with
of
everything.
Stuff.
How did this come to you, Craig? What was happening that made you think of the story?
You know, I used to be a school teacher here in Chicago, taught K through 8 music for 3 years, and before that, a year in Indiana. And so I wanted to reconnect with those roots, and it kind of fell into my lap to a new Keith, and then meeting Adam, and then we just, like I said, Adam, super professional, genius, and it was like, away we go. We got this idea, and we're going.
What age is this targeted for?
It's middle schoolers, but you know, it skews a little younger, and it also, you know, parents have read it and they're like, "Oh, we read it in, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours." It's a quick read. It's awesome. It's fun. Yeah.
You know, this would make, I'm sure you've already thought of this, but this would make for a good full-length feature animated film.
Well, we're you know,
or a series.
We'll see what happens. You know, it's you know, your mouth to God's ears.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. There's definitely a couple of more books coming in the series. So.
Good. That's
and
exciting.
You're going to be out at Anderson's Bookshop. Well, it's Anderson's Bookshop is presenting. It's actually happening at Naperville Center Stage Theater, 1665 Quincy Ave, 7 o'clock. Is that tonight?
I thought it was Kids, what's it called? Kids.
Do it as a dolphin. Yep, that's what it is.
Kids what? This is the info I have.
Oh, wait, here it is. Kids Cabaret.
Kids Cabaret.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's the right address. But
the Kids Cabaret is what it is. All right. And that's tonight?
That is tonight.
Tickets are required.
7 o'clock.
You can go to Anderson's Bookshop to find out more information.
Do you do a Q&A at these?
Yes.
Yeah?
I'll do a Q&A. And if they want me to read a little bit, I'll read.
Yeah.
And it's mostly Q&A and then a lot of signing.
What's the silliest question anyone's asked you at a Q&A?
Let me see. The silliest. I love that. You know, I've only done one so far.
Oh, is that right?
That was two days ago in New York. And so it hasn't been silly, but people are like, hey, would you sing the song from The Office? There's a lot of Office fans come out.
Really?
So it's a lot of Office questions. And so don't, you know, that's okay. You can ask whatever you want. So they had me sing the song you played on my intro.
Oh, nice.
Dunder Mifflin, except for I did the Daryl's version. Out of paper. Out of stock. There's friendly faces around the block.
Why don't you bring your keyboard with?
Well, I mean, that's a lot of lugging around.
I guess.
Now, if you had one, we could rock it out. But yeah, it's and nobody invited me to bring a keyboard.
What happened, Craig?
It's actually right downtown.
It's close. We could get you one. What happened on the show? Because you were like an ancillary player. You were in the background, and then all of a sudden, somebody took a liking to you, and you were front and center, and that's not a bad thing. What happened?
You know, I still don't know.
No?
But I would get the word that things were happening and then forget about it because they tell me story ideas for the next year. They'd be like, yeah, you and Kelly are going to have a relationship. I'm like, okay, cool. And then a year later, it happened.
Yeah.
But I didn't know. But I had the sweetest schedule in Hollywood. I would go in when I was the ancillary player. I would go in and do like a week, and then 6 weeks later, I could work again, and they'd be like, "Yes!" And then all of a sudden, I was there.
Yeah,
every day, which you know is even nicer. It's just a lot more work.
It is hard work. I mean, we watch a TV show. I've never been on a TV show. A lot of hours go into that.
There's a lot of hours, and especially like on that kind of show, with so many people getting time, you don't. It's a lot of downtime, it was enjoyable and stuff, but you know, it just makes the day go a lot longer when you're not working.
Yeah.
Now I am doing a new show right now, called Ghosted. It's with Adam Scott and myself. It's kind of a comedic X Files.
Oh, cool.
If you will, yeah. So we actually shot the pilot. We're testing it now. That you know, recutting it all that. They got a network test coming up and. I don't know how much I can say about it. I think I just said everything, though. And
which network?
Fox.
Fox, okay.
And so we'll see if they pick it up or what have you. But that was a lot of fun. And when you're working, you know, the days just, I mean, I bet these hours just fly by.
They fly by.
Yeah.
Yeah, with
totally.
You guys. You're having fun.
You
know, coming back from break, you're always ready. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Again, do what you love.
Do what you love. There you go.
So if you
Confucius said, choose a job you love. You never have to work a day in your life.
He's right. That Confucius boy, he nailed it.
I would have married him had I been around.
I don't
He'd
you
be
wish
Wendy Fucius right now? Wouldn't that have been nice?
I wish Confucius had Twitter. That would be dope.
All right, so of acting, of comedy, of music, and of writing books, because you're doing all of them, if you had to pick one, would that be an easy choice or not?
Music.
Would it be music?
It's my first love, yeah. And music, you know, sometimes I get up on stage and just play the piano.
Yeah.
Like that'll be if I like drop in somewhere or what have you, and just play and like let the crowd hop in and sing along. Now when I do my act, it's audience participation, but you know, obviously a lot more chit chat and you know, singing, what have you. But music is, you know, my first love, and I could just like get lost doing that.
That's great.
It's such a pleasure to meet you. It really is. Such a big fan. Can we get this quick phone call in? Because George has been on hold.
And shout out to Dylan and Michael.
Oh, my sons. Thank you. George, you had a question.
Confucius is their father, by the way.
Huh? Yeah. That's not for her. I wanted to introduce myself with my own dolphin, if you want to hear it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, let's do it.
Not bad.
That's pretty good.
You're the worst, Craig.
Can you two like have a little dolphin conversation? Just
go ahead. You start it, George.
And, well, okay, I know you guys are limited on time.
George, you're doing a dolphin conversation, okay? Start it up, and then Wendy's going to go, and then y'all going to go for about 15 seconds, maybe?
Let's yeah, go, George. Go. Start it. George, we got to give him something, man.
How about some applause? That was fantastic.
I wish I did a Dan Marino impression so I could be part of that, but I can't. Oh, that's not bad.
That's bad. All right, George, real quickly, what's your question?
You know, okay, you guys kind of touched on it already, but your character evolved so heavily on The Office. I mean, like you said, from the background to the forefront, you became my favorite character, you know, within a season by far. I mean, I absolutely love all your work. I want to know, how involved were you in the process of the evolution of your character? I mean, in the writing process. I mean, did you just show up and read the script, or were you involved in the evolution of your character?
George, I became your favorite? Oh, my God. Thank you.
Absolute favorite. I love everything you do.
George, thank you. I appreciate that, sir. I need you out there on the front line, so thank you very much. And you'll be happy to know I had nothing to do with the evolvement. I, yes, came in and it was like, boom, here's the script and this is what you're doing. And those writers, you know, credit them. They captured our voices so amazingly, like to the point where towards, you know, last few years, they were writing things that I would say naturally. So it was like, wow, this is, they know what's, you know, they're paying attention. So, yeah, I that was all them, you know, figuring out. And Greg Daniels, guy leading the way. Greg Daniels, you know, is executive super producer. He developed The Office for American Television. Okay, George.
Fries are done.
Guess that was enough from you, from me.
George didn't hit the button.
He didn't hang up. It just meant the hour.
No, I'm right here.
But, George, we got to run because that means fries are done and it's time to move along. So.
Thank you, George. Well, that concludes tonight's episode of Dolphin Talk. Craig
Thanks,
Robinson
George.
Was our guest. An honor to see you and talk to you again.
An hour of just dolphin
Whenever
talk.
Whenever you want. The door's always open. Just come by and talk like a mammal.
Kids Cabaret tonight, Naperville Center Stage Theater, 1665 Quincy, 7 p.m. Tickets are required. Go to Anderson's Bookshop to find more information.
Jake the Fake keeps it real anywhere books are sold, people. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for that support.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. A quick break and then more smitten. Show. How can you not be smitten?
Once smitten, twice shy.
It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.